So, Sharing the Burden, back and live with Lloyd for about 10 minutes, Lloyd, and then we're going to be out of here, you know, and on to a whole new ballgame. But for now, we are here, and being here and now, as we read in every meeting, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, or last minute, next minute, and the one in between, and, you know, that place that's between the last thing I did and the next thing I'm going to do. Place without time, you know, it's a great place to be. We tell the guys in jail, you know, now is a wonderful thing, and they look at you funny, and then they sort of realize, well, you know, now is between the last and the next, and really is outside of time, so it doesn't matter where you are. I mean, probably not. And the most sought after piece of paper is of our program is the one that is entitled Yesterday, Today, and Tomorrow, which talks about the eternities of what went on and what could go on. You know, the what ifs and what if I did something different, the things that mean nothing. We spend a lot of time in those things. So, one of the things here, especially in jail work, and we've got Lloyd on his way to do that. You know, in jails, I wrote this morning, folks, but it makes sense to me. So in jails, we help set the prisoners or the captives free from the powers that control them. Now, we don't have any magic, but we talk about what either other people or what we ourselves have been able to do if we felt that, you know, that we were in a slavery type situation to a drug, to a bottle of booze or whatever, you know, and there's a lot of things out there for folks that you can become addicted to beyond booze and drugs, I'll tell you. Sex, gambling, for instance, spending, looking good, it goes on and on and on. So anyway, these people leave jail at some point, and most of them anyway, and we hope to find them in a sense free, not so much of you know, an addiction, but feeling free within themselves to make some decisions and to get the help they need to do the things they want to do, you know. And again, when it comes to that actual being able to not use or something, we don't know when or if anybody's ever going to be able to have that. We honestly don't. But we know by doing certain things, many are able to, you know, cope. To live a decent life. It's like you or I could probably never go to another meeting and still not use. Now, I know I'd go down the tubes in a whole bunch of other ways, but I think I know, you know, as much as God allows me to know, that I wouldn't have to, you know. But, and that's very rare. But the point is, none of us know anything. I mean, you know, I had a friend, a partner in business who, great big Italian stallion kind of guy, and nothing bothered. He was stronger than anybody we ever came in contact with and so on. And we talked about addiction. He says, nah, that couldn't happen to me. You know, my family is, you know, it's so strong and this and that. And, you know, I'd always be pulled out of whatever I got into. And I remember I shudder when anyone says stuff like that, because much as he or she may believe it, I don't think they really are ever in that kind of control, you know. I think only God has that power. Mm-hmm. So anyway, when he said that, like, you know, I did my little bit of shuddering, but I didn't say anything. It's not, you know, none of my business how someone else felt. But a little later on in life, this fella out of nowhere, you know, kind of woke up one day and, you know, looked at his hands and his mind was thinking and so on. But he had lost control of his mind. Like he was undergoing a panic attack. He'd never had one before. He didn't know what it was like. But all of a sudden, he just felt like he didn't know who he was, what he was, you know, what he was doing. And next thing you know, he was running around outside nude and just running around the territory, scared to no end and, you know, begging for some help, and nobody could help him. And he's this powerful guy and everything. It's almost like that... that scene in the graveyard that we hear about in scriptures with the guy in chains and cutting himself and everything, and nobody can do anything, you know, like a possessed kind of guy. But anyway, after that guy changed, like it was day and night, you know, and he finally got in control of the panic attacks and so on, and was able, you know, through medication and, you know, and some support kind of organizations, he was able to get that whole scene of anxiety, you know, which you're aware of in your anxiety and depressive
groups.
Yeah. And anyway, he was able to get that under control, but he respected then that he really was not in control. That's what it took. You know, it took a powerhouse, totally, you know, useless and everything, for a moment to realize that, boy, I can be like that too. I better be careful how I express myself. So, and that was a good lesson for me, you know, and I didn't feel as powerful or anything as that guy, but I had somewhat in earlier days. And today I know, you know, the longer I'm around, the less I realize, or the more I realize I'm not in control. You relate to that at all?
Not only
partially, at least, but
I can relate to that because, you know, I'm trying to control other people's sobriety by you know being more for them than they're for themselves. You know, like I want it more for them than they want it for themselves, and I'm realizing that, you know, I can only do so much. And I can only say so much, and, yeah. And you know, I can't really help. And it's so frustrating. It's so frustrating with me because I want to save as many people, or give as many people the chance to save themselves. And yeah. the more I try and save, the more we lose. and it's just that, you know, my hands are so tied, and I you know I feel so good in my recovery that I want other people to feel as good as well, and it's just it's not happening, and you know, every day we wake up we lose somebody else, and you know, I don't know, that's frustrating.
And I can see that, and but I think it's really important, especially for a guy like you, to realize that none of us are very successful in trying to change the addict, you know. I mean, I honestly believe only God changes the addict. And many, we hope, are like us, and they're probably really not addicts. You know, that I think deep down, that's the thing. So rather than helping them make the decision that we made and having the guts and courage and everything to go through with it, it's more like accepting that they have something really serious that needs our support, as well as the support of a higher power, you know, a sort of a godly influence, to get them free, because it's the only thing I've seen work in 30 years of this stuff. It's only those who end up with a fairly good sense of faith who are really free, unless they were free anyway.
A lot of people think it's they're doing it, but... Yeah. Or the 12 steps is doing it, or their sponsor is doing it. But I really think that it's God, first and foremost, that has to, that you really have to reach to before the 12 step, before your sponsor. I think you have to have a relationship with God.
Yeah. No, I think you got it there. And I don't think you can really do those steps without it. So, and I believe the steps... I believe God put the steps in order and gave them to Bob and Bill so that people would be drawn to a godly way of life. I really do. And you read the steps and really read them, you'll see that everyone is a spiritual component. I mean, some are obvious, but everyone is only possible with a lot of help. Now, you call higher help the help of the group, you call it whatever you want, but there's something a lot more than any individual seems to have on his or her own that's required. And I think that's required everywhere in life. It's just so blatant. I mean, we see it, you know, 9 out of 10 die. I mean, that's the bottom line. And that's favorable.
Yeah.
That's high. You know, I mean, that's not bad performance in terms of what's really going on out there. I mean, okay, like we say, 6 guys OD'd, 1 died. They more than likely all would have died if they didn't get help. So, you know, that's what we're fighting in a way, folks. We're not fighting. I think we're just trying to be there when whoever is ready and able to make the kind of change that we're there to support them. And I think that's the bottom line. That's what we do at Sharing the Burden.
Well, I just quickly want to say thanks, yeah, Scott, for bringing me on the show. Once again, you know, good to see you, Jason.
Good to see you too.
And this show is really, I've really grown, mm-hmm, you know, from the first time I came here, yeah, to now. It's really, I've really grown, and I, yeah, just want to say thank you for, okay, you know, yeah, for bringing me on and for opening up my eyes, and here I am trying to help other people, and yeah, you know, that's where I'm at right now. I'm, you know, going back to the recovery house, the detox, yeah, and just trying to give back, you know. I, yeah, think this is what this program's all about, to, you know, give back, yeah, giving back.
Keep it up, man. Keep sharing it, and like, it's working. Like, to see, this is the most inspiring show you and I have had together, in my opinion, because we're seeing things in a different fashion. And so the better we know ourselves, the better, yeah, we're able to go out and support these people out there in the jails and everywhere else. So, well, thank you. And we'll keep on, you know, with our mutual recovery, keep on going together and seeing a change and being able to hand that on to the people out there.
Yes.
So they can see that we're all different, you know. Some can, some can't, some will, some won't, etc. But, you know, if we stay the course, we're going to help enough people who are similar to us to make a difference and to survive. So, and that's the bottom line. We want to keep people alive out there. So, folks, with that, I think we'll say thanks, everyone, for listening to Sharing the Burden live on 102.9 FM in Stouffville. Please go to sharingtheburden.ca for this and previous broadcasts. Hope you enjoyed the show and hope you'll share it. Till we meet again, this is Scott saying, have a great day.